Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Hubbard here, and it's a wonderful rainy Wednesday morning. This is our second show so far here. We're just going back to back. I've got Naomi Chair.
Yes. So,
okay. And KJER, which is not what you'd expect, but from United Way of Escambia County. And welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we're here to talk about all kinds of cool stuff that you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully get you some more stuff to cram the van with, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So start at the top. For those that don't know, what is Cram the Van?
Cram the Van is the district-wide annual school collection drive. So basically, we partner with the Escambia County School District to get school supplies directly to the schools for the 61% of students who are on free and reduced lunch. That way, the burden is lifted off the teachers and off of the parents from getting those school supplies, and that's that need is met.
Okay, so what do you need, right? Like, and what? How do I figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not just any school supplies. Like, I've learned that with my kids over the last years. It's like every teacher is specific with the things that they need for the year.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. We actually have a specific list, and that is on our website at unitedwayescambia.org/cramthevan. And so there is the most needed list right on there.
Yeah.
Some of those are pencils, binders, some of the things you would expect, and then backpacks. And so all of that is listed out on there so that they can go directly to the site and then see exactly what we need.
Do you know what the cost is if you were to purchase one of the whole list?
I'm not quite sure. What I do know is that through our partners across Escambia County and the stuff that we order in bulk, we are able to leverage $1 to $2.
Wow.
So for those
double
who are
your money, huh?
Yeah. So for those who are just interested in saying, hey, we just want you guys to be able to get all the school supplies that y'all need, you can give monetary donations and we're able to order in bulk.
Cool. Okay. So how do they do that?
So they would do that through, they can just go directly to United Way of Escambia County.
Yep.
1301
cash
government.
Check, charge. Yep. Yeah, you take it all, huh?
They can go online through our website, and then they would be able to put in the comments exactly what it's for, say, for Cram the Van. Or they could just reach out through email or through our phone number and say, hey, I want to give. How can we set this up?
Yeah.
So you can do it as an individual. You can do it as a business. We can set up check presentations, pictures, whatever y'all like.
Yeah.
There's different ways to do it.
Very cool. Okay, so I've watched this over the last couple of years, and you guys get a really good turnout.
Yeah, we do. This actually is our 20th year with the program.
It's crazy.
So it's a pretty long-standing program.
I think you've met the goals every year almost, haven't you?
Yeah, so last year we had a $93,000 impact on Escambia County with the school selection drive.
Wow.
So it's pretty huge.
Yeah.
And that goes a lot to our long-standing partners of Sandy Sansing and WAR. Also, Cat Country really helps us out. The businesses across Escambia County that does collection drives. This year, we have Ally Bank and Crew de Pez and Whataburger. There are specific sponsors for this year.
Yeah.
And so all of that helps.
See, so Daniel, your patty melt money goes to a good cause.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
yes.
it. So, okay, so how many vans do you have to cram?
We have a lot.
Yeah.
We will take as many as we possibly can. And so we do it different ways. We have it to where you can go on our Cram-a-thon, which is every year. And this year it is at Walmart's July 20th, 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And so individuals, businesses can go and bring all the supplies there, and we'll cram as many vans as we possibly can.
Very cool.
And then you can do to any of the collection drop-off sites. Those are listed on our website, but they're also at United Way of Escambia County, any Sandy Sansing dealership, Walmart's, or WAR.
Okay. All right. And so, and United Way is right downtown. You guys are right on Government.
Yeah, we're right on Government.
Okay, 1301 West Government.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. So, once you guys get all of this stuff, who's in charge of like sorting it and where does it go?
So we have incredible volunteers and we cannot do it without volunteers. So we have volunteers that help us pack, sort, distribute,
separate,
everything. And they put it in sections for the 61 schools that will receive supplies. And then we have a distribution day, which is August 4th. And then a Workman Middle has been amazing. They've letting us use their gym. And so that's where distribution day will be. And so we'll have all of our supplies there. We'll have one representative from each school to come and pick up the supplies for that school.
Very cool. Very good. Sounds like y'all have, after 20 years, I guess you do have it down.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. It's getting a little polished. So,
okay. So what's the goal this year? You said last year was 93,000.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So the goal is to always reach as many students as we possibly can. So obviously more than 93,000.
So 94, 95, yeah. Anything over 93,
100,000, 150,000. I mean, our goal is to really meet that need for students that don't have those supplies.
Okay. So do you need help still? I mean, aside from supplies and money, do you need like volunteers?
Yeah. So volunteers, absolutely. If you want to email volunteer@unitedwayofscambia.org, we make it really easy. We'll set you up with a volunteer opportunity. Collection drive, if you're a business and you want to just give supplies, we still have about 2 weeks where you can be a collection drive.
Awesome.
And then again, if you want to give monetarily, if you don't have time to do collection drive, or if you can't volunteer, but you want to impact Escambia County, then it's $1 for $2. So your donation is doubled.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great way to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to be a business and you want to register, I mean, we just get on the site and just go for it?
Absolutely.
Or, I mean, can you bring me like a box and we can just start filling it or what?
Yeah. So what I would do first is register as a collection drive. That way we can get your recognition. Let everyone know that you are a collection drive. Mm-hmm. And so you would email cramthevan@unitedwayofscambiacounty.org. And Sarah, who is the coordinator manager of Cram the Van, she will get you and the business completely set up.
Awesome.
And give you all the marketing materials, everything you could possibly need to get you set up.
How long does this go for?
So the collection drives, we have about 2 more weeks.
Okay.
And then the Cramathon starts July 20th. And then distribution day is August 4th.
Wow.
So that's kind of our
really
timeline.
Quick.
Yeah. So we work fast.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to, huh?
Yeah, definitely do.
So not to mention like most of the school supplies like doesn't even get into the stores until then, right? So
yeah,
you don't even have it on the shelves to go by until the end of July. So
the beautiful thing about the Cramathon is you can buy the supplies at Walmart and then just drop it off right there. So that it, for
convenient.
Individuals who want to donate and they just want to come that day, then that will work out just fine. You come to the Mobile Highway Walmart and do that.
Awesome. Okay, so you finish this, and then I know that's not the only thing you do. So what else, because I know you all do a lot of work throughout the year, but what comes next? Like, how's the rest of the year look for you?
So immediately next, we have our annual meeting. So our year starts from July to June. So
yeah, that's weird. We were talking about that. That's just weird.
It's really weird. So this is kind of the end and the beginning of our year right now. So we're kind of in a transforming transition season right now. And so annual meeting will be August 24th. And so that's at First Baptist. Everyone is welcome to come. There is a fee, and then more about the event will come up, but it's August 24th is to save the date
I'm sure it's a soiree.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We have Portobello Mushroom that always caters our event for annual meeting, and they're amazing. So that will be great. That will be where you can get everything that we did this past year.
It's like the recap.
Yeah, kind of our programs, impacts, our amazing partners, our sponsors, all of that is kind of wrapped up at that one meeting.
Very cool. Okay, so anything new coming around the corner? Are you guys going to do some new stuff that you haven't done yet?
Well, so it's new for this. Well, it's not new, but right now we're also working for Day of Caring. And so that is coming up in the fall, August 13th, but the registration for that is August 14th.
Okay, so what is that?
That is our Northwest Florida largest day of volunteering. It's amazing. We have about 1,400 volunteers.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
It's amazing. They come together. There's a $70,000 impact last year from Day of Caring.
Yeah.
But we have people from all over. From golf power, from small businesses, big businesses, Publix, all of our amazing partners, they come together and they will either host a project at a nonprofit agency or a school, and then, or you can be a project and do it.
Cool.
So we
I'm definitely
have that.
A project.
Yeah. So we have people from all over that will come and do those projects.
Very cool.
It's great for our
So
community.
it's like one day hit and run, like get it done. And then it's like in one foul swoop and everybody's out and then all the projects are finished.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So it takes about the whole year to plan. So we've already started planning, or I just went to a committee meeting this morning. And so they're planning it and they're getting it ready. Registration ends for that. So whether you're a group or whether you want to host the site, that ends August 14th.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're kind of getting to the end of time here. Is there anything that we've missed? Let's tell them where to go again. Let's give them the website and all that good stuff.
So our website is unitedwayescambia.org. The best number to call for anything you need is 434-3157. For Cram the Van, if you want to get involved in any way, it's cramthevan@unitedwayescambia.org. And then if you want to volunteer, you asked about if there's anything new. Our newest thing is our volunteer center. So in the past, we've had different projects and all that. You would email the project manager for that. Now we have kind of a one-stop shop of where if you want to
just
volunteer,
show up, we'll tag you, huh?
If you want to volunteer at all, you can volunteer or you can email volunteer@unitedwayescambia.org.
Perfect.
And Brooke, who is our manager of that, she will get you hooked up in any way in the community and then also with the Escambia, United Way of Escambia County.
Very cool. And so what's the onboarding process to becoming a volunteer? What does that look like?
So it starts with that email. And then you let Brooke know, hey, this is what I'm interested in. I want to impact a field in education,
right,
or I have amazing muscles and I want to do some heavy lifting.
Right.
Whatever that is, you let her know. You say, this is my interest. This is where I want to go or the field I want to do, mm-hmm, or this is the agency I want to work with. And then she does the heavy lifting of finding those opportunities for you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
No shots, no measles, mumps, or rebel.
No.
It's just sign on up, huh?
Sign on up.
That's good. That makes it easy. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Keith.
And I wish you all the best of luck in 2 weeks. So, call me if you still need help. I'll come sharpen pencils and whatever.
There you go.
I'll actually probably put post-it notes everywhere. I have post-it, no problem. Again, you guys, if you want to find out any information, it's unitedwayescambia.org. They're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Everything.
Yeah, somebody handles it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys, and you can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pcola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.